Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dicknobs.
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No, no.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And hey, let's face it, we love bands from Germany. Which one? Rammstein!
Ha ha ha!
All right, let's fade that out professionally. Rammstein is good. It's good. But it's also good to be back doing the show. A week off. I was on vacation. I was enjoying myself. I was living life. Someone else who lives life. Shawnee Murphy, who is on cam for the first time. Shawnee Murphy, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
I just found out I have black neighbors.
Not a hello. Not a how are you. You found out you have black neighbors.
I found out I have black neighbors. And
wait a minute.
It's kind of weird.
How is this a discovery? You haven't moved. Did you move?
No. I live in the same place I've lived for 7 years.
7 years and you didn't know, like, are they new neighbors?
They might be. I really honestly couldn't tell you. And the worst part is, it's not like I live in like a big development where I have like acres of property. I live in a condo.
Okay. So you should know your fucking neighbors.
I mean, I should probably know my neighbors in some way. Like, I mean, there's people I recognize. I'm like, oh, hey, there's that old guy. Oh, hey, there's that old woman.
Do you share walls with your neighbors?
I do.
Do you share, floors?
I share walls.
So there,
I have one neighbor downstairs, and I have a neighbor to my east, I guess.
You could drill a hole and be in your neighbor's house.
I could drill a hole, and I could peep into my neighbor's house.
And you have no fucking clue. This is just some new revelation. They're black.
No idea. I had no idea they were black.
And not only that. This is like you just point this out. How did you discover this? You met them, obviously. What, did you finally like show your face?
I actually haven't met my neighbors. I still have not met my neighbors, but I know they're black.
All right, please explain. How did you discover? Please explain.
All right, so
I want to make all kinds of jokes about. Yeah,
let me lay out how the condo is situated a bit. I have a deck that's off of my dining room, and they have a deck that's off of their bedroom.
Sure.
And those two decks, there's like a privacy fence, but they're somewhat adjoined to one another.
Okay.
And so the other day, you know, middle of the day, I'm out on my deck, and I hear talking from next door. And clearly their door is open to the outside. They have a, you know, sliding glass door to the deck, and it's open to the outside world. And you know how you can tell the difference between white people talking and black people talking?
What you talking about?
There was a very loud fight going on the phone. on the phone. It was a phone fight.
Okay, so they have to be new. Because this is the first you've noticed it?
Well, this is the first I've noticed that they're black.
Oh, but you've heard the yelling before.
I've heard other stuff going on next door before.
Nice.
But I had never heard anything that could be clearly defined as white or black.
Okay.
Where this was the kind of fighting where it was like, I know how to treat my man.
Is that your hold on?
I know I do the worst black voice in the entire world.
Is that your black voice?
That is my black voice.
Can we hear the last?
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Can we hear just the last half of that again?
I know how to treat my man.
Okay. All right. It's convincing. So you heard something like that.
I know what I'm getting at.
Being yelled into a phone.
Being yelled into a phone. Clearly, there was a phone because there was only one side of the conversation. But they were arguing, and apparently the woman who was yelling into the phone did not appreciate how her friend was living her life. So there was a lot of arguing going on, and black people arguing is clearly distinct from white people arguing.
Oh, it's night and day.
It's not even remotely close. It's so different. I mean, you cannot mistake the difference between the two.
It's 100. Here's the thing. They have a passion that white people it's completely alien on them. It's something you have to study it and like and marvel at it.
The difference is like when white people get angry, there's really no there's no sense of what they're actually angry about. There's just a lot of yelling. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
They're not thinking it through. Black people can think it through when they're mad. They can really they come out with their best shit when they're angry.
Yeah. They come out with logic trees. Tautology. They actually study logic and discrete structures. They formulate their arguments. They may use some slang here or there. They tap their hand together like they're karate chopping their palm.
Yeah, and you can picture that. Like, I know how to treat my man.
Yes.
You know, with the
every
stuff,
word,
you know,
every word is a slap. Ah, no, how? And then you know what they do is they stop using contractions. They never say don't when they're angry. Do not tell me. I cannot believe this.
They actually increase their diction skills, whereas white people degrade themselves.
Yes.
It's exactly the opposite behavior from the two races there.
Yeah. Well,
white people don't know to argue.
Pristine is saying that this is starting to sound like a Pryor bit, Richard Pryor, or Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Cedric the Entertainer, Chris Tucker.
Really? Any
black man who's ever spoken about black and white people.
I thought he was just saying that you were reusing material because he spelled Pryor wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, episode 256, we did this already. But it's okay. We catch everybody up to speed. So you hear this, and it dawned on you that you have black neighbors.
So I realized I had black neighbors, yeah. But this wasn't the first time I had heard the neighbors. It was just the first time I figured out that they were black.
Okay.
All right. So there was other incidents for a couple months now where I've known there were loud neighbors next door.
You mentioned that. And now you're getting back to it. I have an idea of what it is.
All right.
I've heard
my black neighbors having extremely loud and violent sex.
Loud. Now, hold on. Loud, and not only loud, but violent.
Extraordinarily violent sex. Like,
it's not passionate. It's not loving or enthusiastic. It's violent because you heard a phone conversation the day before.
No. They are having violent sex. All right, now I've determined in my viewpoint, my very narrow viewpoint, knowing very few black people in my life, certainly never knowing black people having sex, but they have different sex than white people do, clearly, because these people are like animals.
You never checked out just to see what goes on? You never looked at black porn, anything like that?
You know, you see black
porn. Hold on. I just caught something you said. Did you say like animals?
Like animals.
So now, hold on.
It is animalistic.
I need to take a racial inventory here. You just said that the sex they have is violent. Their arguments are unmistakable, and now they have sex like animals.
They have sex like animals. There is no
way that
you can classify what they are doing as anything other than the kind of sex you see on the Nature Channel.
Wow. Okay, so in sound, because you're not spying.
In sound.
Although you could drill a hole.
I'm hearing noise through their wide open sliding glass door.
Oh, wait.
Blasting out onto the crowded neighborhood.
Okay, so it's not like they're so loud that they're going through the walls. They left the fucking door open?
They definitely left the door open. They have no care. They have no care that they're having this crazy.
I have to point this out. Veal Chop from the Awful Hour is saying that the sex is like the shower fight scene in Eastern Promises.
Just actually
two fucking naked Russians killing each other in a goddamn shower. Jesus.
The sex reminds me of the scene in The Exorcist where they're really, really working the girl to get the demon out of her.
So,
where she's going like, fuck me.
Oh,
fuck
so
me,
you're hearing... This. You're not hearing grunt. You're just hearing the female component of this.
Yeah, I'm hearing her. I don't even hear the dude, really. I just hear this fucking chick going the fuck off. And, I mean, we're talking about extraordinary vocal range on this woman, too. Because it'll go from these high-pitched squeals like, to,
Jesus
and
Christ.
And it's the woman. It's clearly the woman every time. It's not the dude. It's the woman's
vocal. So wait a minute.
Range.
How do you know there's even a guy? Maybe she's just like
I don't know.
Maybe
I don't
she's
know
just
a guy.
Really fucking like a professional level masturbator. Like,
but remember, she knows how to treat her man. I heard that. I heard her saying
she knows how
to treat her man. And clearly this bitch knows how to treat her man.
Yeah.
I mean, she has some wild fucking shit. I mean, this is wild stuff. Yeah. And, I mean, like when I say wild, I mean there was two Saturdays ago, I'm out there. It's 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay.
People are out. I mean, there's condo units behind me up on the hill, and their decks are facing our decks. And there's people out in their decks barbecuing. There's children playing in the backyard. And all I hear coming out of this neighbor's house is these crazy fucking sex noises. These people do not give a shit.
Do they ever shut their fucking door?
Well, I think, you know, see, where it gets weird is over the winter, I would hear these strange noises. And they sounded like they were far off in the distance. And they sounded like someone was getting killed. Like I would, and I thought I was just going crazy. I thought I was just going insane, and that
little background for those of you who don't know, the place that Sean lives, it's in the trees. It's just hollowed out of this fucking thick mountainous forest, in the fucking woods. And like, if you heard a wolf howl and then someone fucking scream in the distance, you might not, you know, really think twice about it. You might just expect it from the terrain. But this is happening 3 inches away from you.
I would hear these screams, and it would sound like a banshee wailing. And you know, I would just think it was off in the distance somewhere. And then I kind of just thought, okay, I could just be going crazy. It could just be the wind blowing, whatever. So I heard this throughout the winter. But now I've become convinced that they had the door closed at this point, and I was just hearing it through the walls into my house then, these crazy banshee wails. Because now it's kind of tying together that this crazy animalistic
sex. It's 72 outside. Open the motherfucking door. Open it. Leave that door open. Suck my dick off. I'm sorry. I did happen across a black porno. And apparently the guy in the porno really wanted her to suck it off. So that's what I'm imagining. Leave that door open. It's 72 outside. Now suck it off.
Jesus but yeah, Christ. So this happens pretty regularly where I'll be. I mean, they have, and I saw Steve the LARPer say before that I'm just jealous. He's absolutely right. The first time I heard it, I just laughed my ass off. I'm like, sure. This is fucking hysterical. And, you know, I'm out there having a cigarette, so you know, I'm going to stay out there and finish a cigarette. I'm not going to, you know, I don't give a shit. If they wanted privacy, they would close their fucking door. So yeah. Whatever. I just listen and I'm laughing. So this goes on, like, maybe the fourth time I hear this, I'm like, all right, now I'm just fucking pissed off. I'm like, I'm seriously jealous. I'm not getting laid. What the fuck are these people having these crazy fucking sex and not caring that they're broadcasting the entire neighborhood? Ugh. Now I'm just jealous. So,
I mean, yeah, but I'm more amazed that like the minute there's no more fucking snowbanks, they just leave the fucking. Is it like a sliding door?
The sliding glass door.
The sliding door to their deck. Which faces other people? Like, there's windows that could really just see in.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Are you friends with those people?
No, I don't know anyone in the neighborhood. I know
old
guy.
You don't even know that the people next to you, what they look like. You have to discover their appearance through their fucking sex noise. Do you think that's a little odd?
The people downstairs from me, I met them 7 years ago when I moved in. And that was the last I really saw of them. Jesus. They've been there the entire time.
That's what everybody says about a criminal. Like he really just kept to himself.
Yeah.
I
fit the profile of a criminal like the psycho serial killer. I fit it extraordinarily well.
I mean, if you have a neighbor that you don't see.
I'm single, I'm white, I'm neat. Either this or a homo. What are the two things? I'm single, white, I'm neat. I kind of have rage issues. But I present an appearance to the outside world that I'm normal and, you know, oh, he's so quiet. I never heard a peep coming out of him.
Never. Yeah. He's just – he puts up with the fucking wildebeest sex next
time. Yeah, he doesn't even care. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there sharpening my knives.
You know what the worst part of the visual that you gave us is? That, like, the people that can see it happening, that are across the way – like, they're having family barbecues, probably, like, maybe a first communion party or some shit. like a bar mitzvah, or I don't know. Like, maybe something that involves the kids. And it's just fucking violent sex, is it? Murderous
violent,
lovemaking.
Murderous sex. Like there is a fine line between the sex
Suck it off.
There is a fine line between this and murder. Like, this guy is actually trying to kill her with his cock.
I mean, I know what my neighbors look like, but I guess that's because, and this is at the house I don't live in yet, okay? But I also
so the house
know,
you don't live in, you know your neighbors better than I do.
I do. I don't even live there yet, and I know the fucking score about my neighbors. I might even have to go to war with them. You understand? I just spent a weekend weeding and cutting grass and trimming shit. Like I basically had a weekend that like a 73-year-old man would be kind of excited and satisfied about. Just making sure the mulch don't got no weeds in it. Pulled it all out by the roots. I did all of this, and I look in the woods behind my house, and I noticed, hey, there's a big pile of fucking branches. Like, 20 years worth of branches. I'm going to have to rent a chipper. It's right next to the fence, so like you know that this is just shit that was like trimmed and dumped over the fence. Sure, it's in the woods, but it's in fucking eye shot of my backyard, and it's on my property. I didn't own it when it was piled there. But I'm going to get a chipper. I have to chip all this shit up. And I know we're going to have a fucking problem. This is a habit the guy's had for 2 decades, probably. Just throwing shit over that fence. The minute I clean that shit up, if I see one fucking branch, he's got a nice pool. I will go over and I'll say, hey, listen, I appreciate if you don't throw anything over the fence. Blah, blah, blah. The usual shit. Well, actually, I say
try the niceness first.
I say usual to you. I'm a person that would talk to my neighbors. You're a person that has to hear them either getting killed or fucking to even know them. But what normal people do is they approach their neighbors when they have issues. I would be very nice and cordial. The minute I see shit over there, I'm firing it into his yard. I'm going to have a fucking war. I know it. I already know this.
See, if I was you, I would just fucking squat over the fence and fucking drop trow right there.
You'd really just shit over the fence. You wouldn't just in the house in a bucket and then dump it over. Really?
No. Because that doesn't have the same
meaning. Think about the possibility of getting caught.
It doesn't have the same meaning. What were they going to do? What? Oh, he was shitting in my yard. Who's going to believe that shit?
Okay, so you would
just
do
deny it.
It.
I didn't shit in his yard.
You would see that. He would see that turd and know it's a human shit. He would see that turd. Like, he's not going to.
Yeah, he would know.
If you do that over the fence and he doesn't see you doing it, it has the same fucking effect as me dumping like a bucket shaped like a sandcastle turret filled with shit over the goddamn wooden fence.
All right, you can do that, but you know, you could definitely piss.
You know what?
Constantly.
Pristine's got the answer. I'm just going to have violent sex with the sliding doors open.
Just have
violent sex.
Black people sex.
Jesus. You know what? Yeah. I've been a student of black culture for most of my life. I'm proud to say that. I saw, you know, ever since I saw Coming to America in theaters when I was 9 years old, escorted by my fucking parents. My parents actually took me to see Coming to America at 9 years old. There were kids in my grade that were like, I'm not allowed to watch Married with Children. I'm like, what? I just had my drink fall on top of me. I saw like the rawest of comedies as a child. And ever since then, I've been intrigued. Like, they don't live like us, obviously. They don't enjoy life like us. They do it far better.
They live a much more lively lifestyle than the white people do.
To me, by the way, people are like, Coming to America equals black culture. Listen, to me, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not black. I have no idea. Maybe there are huge black chess clubs and quilting bees. But what I've discovered, the fucking barbershop scene is the fucking nucleus of everything I know about black culture, which is limited, unfortunately. But
I know less about black culture than anyone alive.
And Steve LaLarpe, I disagree. Somewhere there is a Zamunda. Okay, you may say it's not a real country, but Akeem is Prince. Wait, what were you saying? I'm sorry, I was just incensed that he would even.
No, I was just saying that I know less about black culture than anyone ever.
You do. I mean, you listen to Hall & Oates for fuck's sake. Anybody who owns Hall & Oates and like actually paid money for it.
Pay money for Hall & Oates.
Oh, okay, well, that's good. You're still open to it.
Actually, I do know a little bit about black culture because I stole Hall & Oates.
Racism is hilarious. Okay, my neighbors, I might be going to war with them. I do have problems with them. We back up to Woods. They dump the shit in the woods. Okay, whatever. I can get over that. They built a gigantic tree fort that's like an eyesore and has like carpeting and shit, but no windows, so it's like moldy. In the woods just outside their property. Really hideous. But the tree fell down, so I'm like kind of cool with it because like the tree isn't there anymore. I mean, the wreckage is still on the ground, but it's not like invisible because it's covered over with fucking shrubbery and shit. But I worry for their kids. Like, I know they have little kids on the other side, the non-fucking branch dumping side. They have kids and of varying ages. Like, I've seen maybe 20 kids. It could be cousins. I don't know. That house, during the storm that knocked down the treehouse, has suffered a hole in the roof, a hole in like the there's a fucking screened in porch that was like completely demolished. You can see the rafters of the roof from the underside and shit. Like you can actually climb into the attic from the outside and probably open the door, go downstairs, and have a bowl of fucking cereal and slip out, and no one knows. So this house has been destroyed by storms, and they still live there. and I don't see anything being done.
Was this fucking Hurricane Katrina?
It looks like it. There's a fucking puncture in the roof. A branch fell and broke the roof. Like, you can see, because it's like a one-story add-on that they had, or addition. It's like, from the top, from the upstairs of my house, you can see into the fucking house from the hole. It's fucking bad, and it rains. It's been raining for, I don't even know. It has been raining forever into the hole, into that house. I can't imagine the fucking the slime mold and the vermin in that goddamn house. And I do feel for the kids. And again, trying to make my house look okay, I go in the woods and I dump some lawn clippings, and I see something here. I see a tree with spray paint on it. One word. One word spray painted on a tree. Do you want to guess what this word is?
Fuck?
No.
All right. I figure that's a universal word.
You would think.
It fills every part of
speech.
You
would think. You would think. The one word they picked to spray paint on my tree. Sex. What kind of fucking children are these?
maybe it's the spot. That's where you go. You have the sex.
Are you saying that?
You see people banging in your backyard.
My backyard is like a fucking. It was probably the site of a Woods party.
Like what?
They
else
probably
could it
had
be?
Fucking. Oh my god.
What else could that signal be?
Holy.
Like, why else would you just write the word sex? I mean, it makes no sense. Like, you're gonna write something out. You're gonna write like a curse if you're just being bad. You're gonna act out. I mean, you're not gonna say sex. You're gonna say fuck or
oh
shit.
Oh my god. You only cunt. Write. You only write anything other than fuck to commemorate something. Fuck!
Yeah,
they
so
had goddamn fucking high school orgies outside.
High school orgies in your backyard.
It looked kind of old, so I don't know if it was them, but...
Maybe those parties that you didn't get invited to.
You know what?
People were having sex there.
Hey, listen, I played a lot of video games. I was really good at Street Fighter for a while. One word, one color spray paint, what do you think it would be? If they spray painted sex, which is a mistake, what color do you think they're going to use? It's a tree, right? What color are they going to use?
So I'm going to spray paint the word sex. What color am I going to use?
Sure.
I'm going to use green.
They used green.
There you go. But clearly the correct choice.
Why? You want it to stand out. They're using fucking camo colors.
I don't
colors.
Know why it's correct. It's just what came to me.
Well, maybe you're clairvoyant. I don't know.
Maybe I know about how fucking awful teenagers were.
What's going to happen on fucking Mischief Night? How could you possibly fuck up a house that's got a hole in the roof? And then how could you have respect for a house that's next to a house that has a fucking hole in the roof for a month now?
No, because you see the house. Okay, think about it. You're a kid. You're going to go to the house that has the hole in the roof.
Sure.
And that's going to be the one you're going to fucking nail. You're going to be like, let's get those motherfuckers that have the hole in the roof. Let's throw toilet paper through the hole in the roof. Let's throw eggs through the hole in the roof. They're going to waste their entire arsenal on the fucked up house, and they're going to ignore your house.
Yeah, the first year. But when they realize that, hey, next October, the hole's still there. Like, listen.
Filled with toilet paper.
Nature has been putting fucking oil drums of water in that hole. Nature has far outdone anything some punk douchebag fucking kid is going to do with a carton of eggs and a roll of toilet paper. They don't care. I guarantee you, in a year, it won't be fixed.
Let me tell you something, a mischief night. When I was in high school, some people came by, they egged my house. My parents yelled at me. They got mad at me. Like, I had egged my own fucking house.
You never egg your own house.
Nobody eggs their own fucking house.
No.
As much as they hated my parents, I didn't egg my own fucking house. They got mad at me. The fucking psychopaths got mad at me.
I gotta defend my property. I don't even live there. I have to fucking defend the property.
You gotta be the old guy on the porch with the fucking shotgun with the rock salt in it.
I really want to be an old guy that has a hook for a hand. I don't know why. No. I think that nobody fucks with a guy with a hook.
No, you're wrong there. People fear the guy with the hook, but then there's all the dares that come in fuck with the guy with the hook.
What, like Sandlot?
Like Sandlot.
To throw
exactly.
Your fucking Babe Ruth ball in his yard.
Like, people will ignore, like, the people like me, like the people they don't see, the ghosts of the neighborhood. They'll just ignore them. But the guy with the hook that they see, they're going to, like, get those dares every so often. You've got to go out and, okay, listen. Oh, the guy with the hook, I heard he killed 4 children. Oh, you got to go over there and, you know, go get the baseball out of his fucking yard. You got to go shit in his lawn. Yeah, people would fuck with you if you have a hook.
He put his wife in a furnace. And burned her. Like, these legends
the
are the best.
The Burbs? That was in The Burbs, wasn't it?
It was in every fucking movie.
Every movie
Home
ever,
Alone
man.
Has the old guy, like, he drags the salt garbage can around, like, his victims are in the fucking bucket. Kids are really stupid. Like, they really have no faith in the law. Like, the cops aren't gonna look into that garbage can. Like, that guy's got victims in his salt bucket. You know what? Unless we catch him in the act, there's nothing we can do. Really?
Can't look at the salt bucket.
It's all... Hey, we got to catch him on something else. Let me know if he speeds. But, I mean, what can I possibly do? Can I just maybe turn the lights on and be avoided? I know I went out on mischief night. I wouldn't go to a house that had lights on. Do you think the lights is a good move?
Lights are... They're a good start, but I don't think it's going to really be a preventative measure. I think the only preventative measure is to become the guy that they actually truly fear, which is the person who will retaliate.
I already blew it. They don't fear me. I had a fucking lawnmower coming for them. They didn't move.
You have your fucking chance on mischief night if you sit out there on the front porch.
All right. I need to edify Ustreamer 87666. A camera system is not going to protect shit. A camera system isn't going to prevent someone from fucking caking flour or cement on my fucking windows. It's not. I might know who did it, but if you watch this show and you see how fucking buffery the goddamn cameras are, I might have a fucking internet outage. I might have a fucking power outage. My cameras never work for a show that needs cameras. To use cameras to defend my house, it just wouldn't work.
No, you need to. Be able to strike. You see, if you strike that early note of fear,
yeah,
the word will spread. So that first kid that comes up on your lawn, you got to be dressed like a ninja, wearing all black.
I need a young looking man.
Now, what you do is you sit behind a bush in the front of your house, like a nice shrub. You get there in all black, and when that kid walks up on your lawn, you sneak up behind him, you tackle him, you beat the shit out of him. No kids will ever come back.
This isn't the 90s anymore. Do you understand? Like, Spin Doctors are not being played on radio. when the Spin Doctors guy had nodules on his voice box, that's the last day you could fucking beat up a kid. You can't do that anymore. I don't care what kind of cat suit you slip into.
Take beating a kid out of the equation. Because, I mean, that's how I would handle it. I'd beat the kid. I'd beat him.
You would beat a kid.
I would beat it. If he was trying to fuck my house, yeah, I'd fucking beat his ass.
Trying to fuck your house with the dryer vent. You find him with a condom on, some lube.
All right. So, yeah, if a kid's trying to fuck with your house, you got to do something to him. So, all right. So, okay. So you said
I would lie to people that I fucked with their house. When I went on a mischief night, I got caught. Like, here's how fucking lame I was. My mom had a vegetable garden. So, like, whatever was left on mischief night, that's what I would be able to use. So, like, everybody else has, like, rotten eggs that they've been saving since May. I had, like, a fucking malformed zucchini. Like, a fucking green tomato. Like, I had nothing. I was like throwing produce at their fucking houses. So it wasn't really working. So I just basically put all the shit that I had left in one guy's mailbox and taped it up. And the guy's like, you are doing... It was like a gay couple, like the first gays to move into town. You're doing something to our mailbox. I saw. I'm like, no, I saw the other kids do it. They went over there. I know who they are, though. It's and I gave them like some name from like two grades below or whatever.
All right. How about this? All right. So you don't want to beat the kid up.
I don't.
All right. Here's what
you do. Listen, I do,
here's what
but
you
I don't
want
to go to jail.
You still are in the ninja outfit.
Sure.
Ninja outfit is always a start for every one of my solutions.
So I need to dress up like a fucking ninja to get in.
Dress up like a ninja. That's step one, no matter what the next step is. Because I have several. But
so,
the first step
so
is always dress up like a ninja.
But dressing like I could wear a suit and not be a CEO. Do you understand? Like if I put a ninja costume on, I don't have ninja fucking moves.
Yeah, they're fucking kids. It doesn't matter. You're an adult.
Okay, so just
kids at that age. They fear the getting in trouble portion of adults. They don't really fear adults. They'll tell you to fuck off. They don't care.
Yeah, but
if they think they might actually get in trouble, they don't want any of that, especially on Mischief Night, because they know there could be some serious trouble. So you got to dress up like the ninja. Now, when I say ninja, it doesn't necessarily mean you got to like fucking like have Chinese stars and shit. Well, you just need to dress in all black. Okay, how about that?
Okay.
Dress in all black because you want to have the element of surprise.
You could say cat burglar.
Cat burglar.
But you say ninja because
stalker.
you want them to think it's a ninja. Okay, sure. So now here I am, sitting behind the fucking Lovebirds lawn statue that Amanda bought and put right next to the front stoop, and the gazing ball behind a fucking arborvitae shrub next to a welcome mat. I'm a ninja, guys.
This
is where I just happen to hang out.
Alright, so you didn't want to beat up the kid. Alright, how about this for an alternative solution?
Yeah.
You capture him and bring him into your basement.
Okay, so beating up a child, obviously out of my realm of acceptability, because it's illegal, and I don't want to go to jail. However, your solution around that is kidnapping.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's your word versus kid out on mischief night. You let him go. You don't keep him there forever. You just scare him a little. Then you let him go. And then what's he going to do? He's going to go to the cops? You just say, I don't know what he's talking about. I've never seen this kid before in my life. I think he's just playing a mischief night prank.
Yeah. You know what? I want you to do that.
All right. That's not my only solution.
And I want you to record it. I really do. I want to let everybody know I have no intention of kidnapping children, beating up children. I won't even dress up. I'm following none of your advice.
I
briefly considered climbing on the roof in the prone position the entire day with a fucking paintball gun.
Well, see, that's the next solution.
It's not a solution. It's fucking assault.
No, it's not. They're fucking with your house. It's fair game. Fuck those kids. You have to take matters in your own hand because this is just like if you're getting bullied in school. What's the surest way to stop the bully? You fight back. And that's what these fucking kids need to be done to. That's not really good English. But you need to fight back against the kids and take them out.
So
because,
to defend
because
my house.
Because then the legend will spread that yours is the house do not fuck with. And once that legend spreads, you're safe. You don't even need to do anything anymore. It's like a one-year plan. Otherwise, you're out there cleaning fucking eggs off your windows every goddamn year for the rest of
all
your
right,
life.
Let me tell you a story here about standing up to children to try and establish the legend. There was a girl that was in my, let's just say my sister's grade. Little promiscuous, okay?
Hoo-ah.
Older boys coming over to do things. They had intentions. Now they're older, but they're still fucking kids. At this point in their lives, The father decides, I'm going to do what every father ever says. I'm going to beat the shit out of this guy because I know he's fucking my daughter.
So he's pulling the Al Bundy.
He punches him square in the face. And the kid doesn't really get his ass kicked. He reels back and he beats the dad up. And now he basically stood up to the child and the girl ended up like pregnant by two different guys, like seven dudes down the road. And everybody knows the story And the guy's kind of like an asshole.
Well, see,
he squared off with a boy and lost.
This is part of the plan. Is you can't lose in whatever you're doing. Well, like you gotta be well prepared.
Yeah.
Like you know, you don't go into this in any situation that you can lose to the boy.
You know, I'm sure he didn't expect to lose.
No,
to
he didn't.
A seventh grader
well,
who drove there.
You have to have a contingency plan. You have to have a contingency plan. You know,
I wanted to say something in the man's defense. Yes, it was a seventh grader, but also yes, he had his driver's license. Like, not the brightest kid, but maybe he's pretty smart, sticking around seventh grade for what he's into. So
hey,
continue.
And he was banging. He was banging the whole.
Yeah, father's eyes. Like he gave the fucking dad a black eye. Like the guy had to go to work with a fucking black eye the next day.
And explain that one away. Oh, I got beat up by a teenager.
Oh, the fucking hyperbole that guy must have told. So my car breaks down and the Hell's Angels come out. No, it was a seventh grader who fucked your daughter. and he knows you knew. And he still beat you. Anyway.
Like, talk about getting someone bad. Not only did you fuck his daughter.
Yes.
You then kicked his ass. That's the worst thing you could ever do to somebody. There's nothing worse than fucking someone's daughter and then beating them up.
And he beat his ass and set her on a road to whoredom and fast food work. That's all I'm going to say about this person. Anyway.
There's clearly nothing. That's the worst thing you could do to someone. I don't think there's anything worse. You could kill somebody. All right. Pristine says he could have sucked his wife or fucked his wife or whatever he's trying to say. But that's a good point. So that would be the
Yeah, but you know what? Superheroes aren't real, Pristine. Superheroes are make-believe. If he did that too, he would have a fucking cape.
That would be the superhero of assholedom. That really, really clearly would be.
There would be a comic book movie.
There's not much more you can do to somebody than fuck their daughter and then beat you up.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to like fight back against it.
I mean, I hate
beaten up by the guy that's fucking your daughter. Man, that though would fucking suck.
I mean, I hate to keep going back to Jesse Slaughter, but Keith Fu typed he done goofed. Like Mario Slaughter is kind of setting himself up as a guy who'd square off with a boy who wants to fuck his daughter, but he has a cane and a limp and shit. He's gonna get his ass kicked by anybody.
Yeah, see, so, Mario Slaughter probably would fight. He'd be the guy to get his ass kicked.
He wised up though. He stopped. He stopped. He did, you know what? He went the crazy route. He did what you're actually saying. Establish yourself as unstable and crazy and start talking about how like you're going to bring Native American curses down on your enemies. I don't know. Anyway.
See, I think establishing yourself as crazy is always a good strategy for blocking off any of this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Because people – like you see a little guy. Like, you know, you think maybe I can beat that guy up.
Sure.
But if the guy starts acting fucking nuts
– yeah.
You think a couple things. One, you're thinking, well, this guy's got fucking nothing to lose. And then two, maybe he'll have powers that, you know, I can punch this guy several times and it will have no effect on him.
Now, you
start running that through your head.
What runs through my
head? The only way to beat up a crazy person is to be crazy yourself.
I see a person. I think, oh, I could kick that dude's ass. He starts acting crazy and I know he's someone I thought I could beat his ass, so then like anybody else would think maybe I could beat his ass. And then I'm thinking like how bad would it suck to get your ass kicked and look like a complete fucking dick, like someone who started a fight and then got his ass fucking whooped. That's what I think of. I want to avoid the embarrassment. I don't want my house fucked with, but I don't want to go off against some fucking – I don't want to square off with a kid in my yard. I don't want to kidnap somebody. I don't need to wear a costume. What can I fucking do, Shawnee Murphy?
Just accept it and clean your fucking house, you pussy.
My sister and brother-in-law have an egg stain from 5 years. From 5 years ago.
It doesn't go away. That shit stays
forever. They have to re-side their house or paint.
That's why my parents yelled at me. They had to get a power wash. They got mad at me.
Did they yell?
You got to spend $89 on a power wash job. It's all your fault. What did I do?
Did they yell at you because
they were mad at me because I didn't defend the house?
That's what I was going to say. It's the kid's duty on mischief night to defend your house and destroy
bullshit.
Other houses.
It's just to destroy other houses. It's the parents' duty to defend their own fucking property.
No, it isn't, because if you have a child, they're not going to go to jail. Do you understand? They could square off with the kids.
Yeah, but the child's going to get his ass kicked a hell of a lot easier than the adult can.
Well, you know, it's worth a shot. And at least the fucking breadwinner is not going to end up in the goddamn clink. I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to resign myself to the fact that I put down fertilizer that is lethal to pets and children. If swallowed, not like on touch or anything like that. I bought it at Home Depot. It's not like I made it myself. I put that down. I figure maybe these kids come into contact with it or something like that, and they feel sick and they don't fuck with my house. Or maybe you're right. Maybe your original point is right. What?
They're not gonna be like, oh, we went to that new style guy's house and we got sick. They're not gonna remember that. They're not gonna say, oh, that's the house we got sick from. Your strategy fucking sucks. Gotta be honest. It's you're gonna get your motherfucking house egged.
You know what? My strategy.
Every goddamn year, you're gonna have fucking shaving cream on your car. You're gonna have people pissing on your house. Your life's gonna suck because you're not gonna stand up for yourself. So just get used to cleaning up fucking urine, motherfucker.
You know what? I'm not gonna take it. And you know, I just said the you know what with passion, just like Mario Slaughter. I am going to go off your first point that they're gonna see the hole in the roof in the other house, and they're gonna think that they could actually tear it down, and they're not gonna stop until it is, and it probably won't get torn down. So they'll expel all their effort on that, and they'll leave me alone. So maybe I'll turn the light on. Maybe I'll have some music playing in one of the rooms or something like that. Maybe I'll rig up some fucking like cardboard silhouettes on a fucking train set like Home Alone.
Like a scarecrow?
That's what I'll fucking do. That's what I'll do.
You're going to put a scarecrow in your fucking lawn?
Complete fucking vagina. Afraid of fucking children with eggs. I don't know what to do. Fuck it. I need to take a break. Shawnee Murphy, my house is going to be ruined.
Ruined.
Take a quick break. This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I've got something to tell you about. One place you can go to keep tabs on everything that's going on with this fine internet radio show, my Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show. New videos, pictures, thoughts, questions, go there, comment. I will comment back. I will talk to you. I will bring myself down from my tower to your lowly level, address you, and treat you as my equal, even though that's impossible. Facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show. You go there, you click like, and your friends know that you have taste and class, and you like funny shit. Facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show.
Oh, what's good? You're listening to The Chill Spot for Hotties. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. You might have been wondering where I've been at. I haven't been doing the show, and in case you haven't seen the thread I posted on the forum requesting, like, well wishes and stuff, you know, then you probably don't know that I've been visiting in Israel. It was a great place with great people and great women. But, trip was awesome. You know what I mean? I met a girl there. She's really cool. And I spent my entire 6-day budget of $213 on fishbowl margaritas. And, well, you could pretty much say we're in love, you know? Let's just say that Alex Webbs is no longer a virgin. But anyway, enough of all this panty dropper talk. Let's take a quick call. You're on the Chill Spot for Hotties.
Revolution, man!
Oh, yeah, it's my buddy Josh. What up, Josh? Tell us about the trip.
What?
Why don't you tell us about the resort?
Revolution, man! Fight the power!
All right, man. Take care. Next caller. Oh, look, it's my baby girl. What's good, Ma? You're on the Chill Spot for Hotties. I'm Alex Webbs. Ashley.
Hello?
Yeah, what's good?
Who is this?
It's your boy, Alex Webbs.
I don't remember you. Where do you know me from?
It's Alex, you know. Smiles. Like I smile a lot, you know? You know what I mean?
Oh, you're the guy who won't stop tagging all of my Facebook pictures that feature you in the background?
Yeah, that's it, baby. So, like, when are we gonna kick it next, you know?
Never.
Well, that's all the time we got for the chill spot, for hotties. You know, it's just all hotties all over this show tonight. We got Russian techno and, like, you know, hotties. So, like, you know what I'm saying? All right, I'm gonna go to the gym, so I'll see you next time. Later. All right, cut it.
I don't know why I've started doing that, but every break I just let out a fucking, an animalistic, violent, satisfied fucking gasp. This is the DJ New Style Show, djnewstyleshow.com. If you want to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. But I need to tell you about something very, very important. ICU2. Now, Shawnee Murphy, ICU2, video conferencing. What do you think? Excellent?
I give ICU2 the highest regard.
Well, of course you would.
You know, because they are a great product.
They are.
And they're
the first
exactly
of their kind. Do you understand? There are many late-to-the-game Me Too services, and they don't do what ICU2 does, which is care. They actually give a shit. You go to ICU2.com, and you're connected with thousands of people instantly. Thousands.
They've won awards, too, haven't
well,
they?
Well, last year, they won the People's Choice Award for Internet Communication. The people have spoken. This is their video conferencing software, ICU2. You can go and download it right now. It's free to try. Go to ICU2.com, and within fucking seconds, you're face-to-face with anybody from any fucking place. Name a place. Name a place right now. Go ahead.
Malaysia.
There is somebody in Malaysia ready to be face-to-face with you. Do you understand? Now, if somebody doesn't have a face, it's kind of mean to say that they'll be face-to-face, but you'll be face-to-fucking-wound with them, wherever they may be. ICU2.com, the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication, ICU2. Thank you very much. You know, we see good products. We need to pass it on. Okay?
That's all we do.
That's
what we're here. We're here as a service to you, the listener.
Speaking of listeners and listener opinions and responses and caring about our listeners, a couple weeks back, we spoke a little bit about the airlines and something that really bothered us on the airlines. And now, what was that exactly, Shawnee Murphy?
Well, we discussed two different things. One was sitting next to the incredibly obese.
Yes.
And the second thing was screaming babies.
Yes. So we complained about how unfortunate it is to be seated next to a fat person and a screaming baby. And the only negative feedback we got was about our distaste for screaming children. Some people have said that, you know, we have no fucking idea. We don't have kids, so, like, we don't know. If we ever get kids, then maybe we'll know what the fuck it is. By the way, I want to point out, no one came to the aid of you fat fucks, so maybe you want to slim down or get a new fucking airline, okay? Why don't you snack away your pain and stop traveling? Anyway, I want to say, your complaint about the screaming babies in particular was met with some criticism.
Yeah, I think there was some hostility towards me.
A little bit. And I want to open this up. I want to explore a little bit. You live alone. We expressed that you live alone. You're isolated. You don't give a shit about your neighbors, except you're intrigued when they fuck wildly. Okay?
That about sums up my whole life.
Sure.
Yes.
You are a recluse. Okay? You mentioned nephews. You mentioned, you know, maybe relatives and stuff. Do you even like children?
No, I do. I do like children. I have no issues with children when they're not screaming.
Well, children scream.
You take that part out. You take the screaming out of the equation.
You're not gonna.
Shitting.
You're never
and the shitting. The screaming and the shitting. You take the screaming and the shitting out.
Okay, so
I like children.
So you like a theoretical child that will never exist.
Yeah, I like a fake.
You like a doll. You enjoy a doll.
I would like a doll if someone they have their doll and they care an awful lot about it and they want to tell you about their doll all the time and tell you how awesome their doll is. And
okay, so
I wouldn't mind that doll.
Okay,
because it doesn't shit and scream.
You're around a child. He's not shitting. He's not screaming.
Love the kid.
You love it. Okay. Are you ever made happy by children? Has a child ever done anything to improve your mood?
Yeah. No, you mentioned my nephews. I enjoy spending time with my nephews. In fact, even there was one time when my nephews did shit a lot and I had to deal with it. And I laughed my ass off because it was
But you chastised them. I need all the baby wipes.
That was my other nephew, the older one who refused to bring me the appropriate amount of baby wipes.
Okay.
But I was laughing the entire time. I was like fucking elbow deep in fucking baby shit. And okay. I was still laughing about it. So, yeah, even
all right, but that's your family.
Even shitting babies are okay. I just don't like being trapped in a location where there's babies that are going to ruin my day.
Okay. It's not even your day. It's a couple hours out of one day. But let's just say, take your family out of it. Unrelated children. What is the widest margin of misbehavior from an unrelated child that you're going to tolerate?
The worst thing they could do?
The worst thing they could do.
See, I think that's a tough question to ask because, I don't give a shit if the kid's mouthing off to his parents. Like, a lot of people get angry if they see a kid mouthing off to his parents or doing that kind of stuff. It has no effect on me. I don't care about your kid and how he's going to screw up his life and be a loser when he grows up. That doesn't matter to me.
Wait.
But
you instantly assume the kid's going to be a loser because he's upsetting you?
No. I'm saying he's not upsetting me. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm saying you ever see this stuff where there's the kid is treating his parents badly and the parents just sitting there and taking it? And
yes.
Then there's all the other people that are around. They're like, "Oh, I just can't believe that. I can't believe what a terrible child she's raising." And they get all people get all flustered. You see this all the time.
I want to make a little bit of a retraction from the traveling bit. I did go along with you. Yeah, I understand. It's annoying. I said something about screaming babies and children being awful. I am now sympathetic to the parents of these terrible children because. During last week's vacation, at the very end of it, my nephew, who's normally well-behaved, went into this fucking shit fit at a restaurant. Doesn't want to sit in a chair, doesn't give a shit what you color in front of him. Just no way of fucking handling anything. He just did not want to exist without crying. Okay? Now, this is the beginning of a bad situation for you. But you said that if somebody does something about it, or they try to, you're okay with that, right?
Well, okay, so you're talking about a restaurant situation where the kid's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, and it's breakfast time. People are getting the start of their nourishment for the day.
You know what? That's going to happen. It's going to happen. But if the parent just leaves the kid there to freak out, I'm not cool with that. If they take the kid... And maybe they go outside of the restaurant.
Exactly.
Maybe they go into the lobby. Maybe they do something with the kid in that situation to take them out of that particular situation. I'm 100% fine with that. You know what?
My brother-in-law, he said, "I'm not eating." Took the kid out, sat in the car, put the kid in the car seat that he didn't want to go in. Sat in the car. Didn't give the kid his way. Said, "Fuck breakfast. I'm sitting in that car with the goddamn kid. I'm not upsetting anybody." They tried for a few minutes, and you could see people getting upset. They're like, "Oh, this kid is..." They tried. They put effort in, and then when it was not winnable, it's not going to happen, took him out of the equation.
That's
how you do it.
But the problem on an airplane is that's not really a viable option. There's no lobby to go to.
Overhead compartment.
Outside to go to. Overhead compartment. Checked baggage.
Sure. Okay.
You can't really do it. See, that's the difference. Like, you can go to a restaurant. You know what? You have to go eat every now and then. I mean, it's just part of American society.
It's part of any society that you have to eat.
No, okay. I don't mean just eating. I mean going out to eat.
Okay, right, you know, I understand.
In every society, you don't have to go out to eat. But
no,
in American society, it's just part of what we do. It's
only
how
in
we
the good ones. Yes.
You know, Americans are all big fat bastards. We have to go out and eat. All right.
Calories. Let's go.
Need calories. So, you know what? In that situation, there's an escape route. And I applaud the parents who take the escape route.
Yes.
If they choose to do that. Many times parents don't. They let their fucking kids sit there and freak out.
Just throwing shit.
Throwing like, shit.
Arching back.
Screaming.
Kids will try and fall out of fucking chairs.
Yeah, you ever try to hold up a kid who doesn't want to be held?
They contort themselves.
They the back, they're contorting and all freaking out.
It's terrible.
You take the kid out of that situation. You try to be compassionate for the other people who don't have the kid there. That's just common courtesy.
That's acceptable when you try and do that. When the kid is doing his shit and the parent, we are going to have a nice meal, so do whatever you want. That whole fucking, I can take it if you can approach in a fucking public venue. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
But see, that's the problem with the airline still. Is there's no escape hatch at all?
Well, what if they continually try for the entire flight? They take coloring books, lollipops, toys and shit, personal like movie shit. Like they really try everything for the whole trip, and the kid never shuts up. Do you chalk that up as like a loss?
It's
gonna happen.
I gotta be honest. I think that there is no justifiable need to travel on an airplane with a child. There's no reason that you have to do this.
Okay. I mean, there are people out there that disagree, and you know, you're welcome to call.
No, they want to do this.
You're welcome to call at 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. Should babies be allowed on fucking planes? That's what we've come down to now. Shawnee Murphy does not. He thinks it's unnecessary to bring a baby on a plane.
I see no reason that you must do this. Mm-hmm. Like there is, I mean, it would be inconvenient for you, but it's just as inconvenient that you're inconveniencing everyone else. No, okay. I take it all back a little bit. There are babies that are at almost all times, and in fact, babies that are at all times, do not act up.
Sure,
and that it's a possibility. And you know what? Those babies are more than welcome.
You're going to open up a fucking school where you grade babies. Yes, you are flight worthy.
You get tossed right off the fucking plane, and your baby starts freaking out.
Jesus.
You know, so you go in there with that knowledge.
I was going in to this with a retraction, you know, and you actually made it more stringent. You basically said they don't need to be on the plane. You were allowing an avenue for them to be on a plane, but you're not allowing. We actually have a caller here, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Shawnee Murphy, hater of children. Who's this?
Hi, it's Casey Elon.
Casey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I love children.
I love children, too. I have two of them.
Yes.
And I'm just curious, Shawnee Murphy, how do I get from point A to point B with children, then?
Do you not own a car?
So if I had to go out for a wedding in California, I have to drive with two children across country.
You have to bring your child to the wedding?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you have to bring your child to this wedding?
It's a family wedding.
Okay. And this is a child who is obviously at an age that it's uncontrollable, and it needs to be at this said wedding.
It's controllable in my situation. When it's at home, it's fine. Everything's fine. The variables are very limited. But you never know what's going to happen when you go into a strange environment. Much like adults, you put us in strange environments, we react.
Yeah.
Children, same way. Put them in an airplane. They're like, what the fuck is this flying tin can you're putting me in? And react differently than normal. My children are incredibly well-behaved, but I put them on a fucking airplane. I can't tell what's going to happen.
So you feel it's acceptable to inconvenience everyone around you in society?
It's not really an inconvenience. It's
absolutely. It is an inconvenience someone in society to hear a screaming baby. There is nothing pleasant about that experience for anybody. It is the same as sitting next to a fat person.
Okay. Dude, why am I going to give a shit about your fucking life of convenience? I'm going to keep my kid as quiet as possible.
You know what? I better hire a sitter for a month because Shawnee Murphy's going to go to Vegas. I need to leave my kid in the fucking in the house.
No, I'm just happy I got her to admit the truth, though, which is that she doesn't give a shit about everyone else around her. That's the bottom line. That's what I was asking. Do you not care about anyone else's convenience around you? You don't. You just said that.
My kids are right, dude. They're fucking going to fly on planes and do everything that other people do. They're not going to worry about what they think about, like what you're going to think about them. I'm not going to give a shit.
Well, exactly. So that's all I was asking you to admit, that you do not care about the people around you whatsoever. And whether or not,
I absolutely do care about the let's just say.
No, clearly you don't. Clearly you don't. You just said you don't care if people are annoyed by your child.
No,
screaming.
She doesn't give a shit about what they think about what her kid is doing.
But I'm not gonna not take my kids places and do things with them, but at the same time, I'm gonna do my best. My best. Best as anyone could possibly do to keep them fucking civil. I'm not gonna let them scream and run up and down the aisles. I'm not gonna fucking do that. If I'm sitting next to you in a plane with my kid in my lap and they start freaking out, I'm gonna move to another area until they calm down. I'm going to do everything within my possibility to fucking mute the situation. But I don't want some prick sitting next to me telling me I shouldn't take a fucking kid on a plane, because that's fucking obnoxious. That's fucking obnoxious and so self-centered, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
well, why is it obnoxious? What is the actual need to bring your child on a plane? There really isn't one.
There is.
No, there really isn't.
Fucking bicoastal families. People live for
thousands of years.
They're not like dogs or magazines. They're human beings.
You have no concept. As little as 50, 60 years ago, you had to get on a fucking car and drive. 100 years ago, you had to get in a fucking wagon, and it took you 6 months to get across the fucking country. There's no necessary need for humans to travel that cannot be usurped by that.
You're out of your mind.
This is absolutely the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It is.
You're obviously playing some sort of angle because it doesn't even make sense. You're being so ridiculous.
You have to bring your child places in the world. There is places in the world that you must bring your child that require.
Okay, let me ask this, Sean.
Let
me ask you this. If you had a child, wouldn't you want the kid to experience as much as you could offer that child?
That's fine, but your child is at the age where it's inconsolable, that you cannot stop it from freaking out.
Isn't it enough?
That child is not going to remember anything if it's at that age still.
Isn't it enough? By the way, this is our audition tape to be on the Faggot Channel on satellite radio. We're talking about
asshole
fucking
channel.
Asshole Faggot Channel. I hope one exists. the parent trying as hard as they can for the kid to not be a disturbance. Isn't that all you can ask of anybody?
No, let me ask you something. At what age do children stop reaching that point where they're inconsolable by anything you do? What age is that?
Yeah,
there's no age. Like 10? I mean, like, I remember being 8 years old, me and my brother freaking out on a plane to go into Disney, hitting each other with magazines on the head. There's no age. I mean, what? Are we going to ban travel for children?
No, you're talking
like,
about an age
children?
Where they're inconsolable, where nothing the parent does stops them from doing
They're a spastic. They're a spastic teenager.
There's no such age.
There's fucking 18-year-olds who can't sit still.
There's definitely an age.
If
the parent has got that little control over their kid, you know what? They shouldn't be on the – I don't care if they're 14 into that out of control, then they shouldn't be on the plane.
Okay,
Take the babies out of the equation.
Out of control parents that can't do anything or don't try to probably shouldn't travel. But I think that if someone's giving their best, you gotta cut them some fucking slack.
But put it this way. You have the parent that's doing their best, all right?
Yeah.
So this parent obviously cares, actually tries, all that. At what age do parents like this, do their children stop being completely inconsolable?
You never
know. There's a certain age.
No, there isn't.
No, there's there a certain, is, if a parent is actually trying and giving a shit, there's an age where you can control your child.
She just said her husband is 33 and he behaves similarly. Do you understand? Like, it's different. Hey, different strokes for different folks, Shawnee Murphy.
Oh, good one. Good one. I like
I just thought
one.
Of that, you know? I thought it was actually pretty witty.
That's good. You should write that down.
I was going to put it on a poster. I don't know. But I don't know what to say to you. I mean, you and in one breath, you said, I want the parent to try as much as possible to keep the kid quiet. But then, when they're doing that, it's still not good enough for you. So I think that you're making it more about yourself, and you don't care about the other people around you.
No, that's not what I said at all. What I said was, in an environment where they can do what they need to do and take the child out of that environment, that's okay. But in an airplane, they're trapped. You know, Casey mentioned before that she would take the kid away from a prick like me, but where are you going to go? You're going to go to another prick like me somewhere else on the plane. There's no escape hatch. If there was an escape hatch, hey, have at it. If there was
she's going to fly out and land in Cheyenne.
You're taking me literally on that one, on the escape hatch. My point being is escape hatch is like the lobby of the restaurant or the outside of the restaurant. That's your escape hatch. You know, if there was a baby lounge that you could put the baby into and hang out up there.
Hey, here's an idea.
Section of the plane, I'd be for it.
How about you get a fucking iPod and a neck bone pillow and some fucking and a sleep mask? Just fucking
and a stole. Get a stole.
Oh my god! You know what? Thank you very much, Casey. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to talk sense, and it's impossible. He hates.
It's never going
to
happen.
He hates
kids. Until he has a kid, he'll have no idea. None.
No, I just won't bring it on a fucking plane. It's that easy.
You will. And you'll bring a pack and play and a fucking and a thing of toys and fucking little crackers that suck.
I'll fill it up with whiskey and
you'll
knock it the fuck out.
You'll bring. No, you won't. You'll bring those fucking
clearly
clumpy.
I will.
Those
clearly
clumpy crackers.
I will drug my child. There is absolutely no doubt about that.
Then you really, you know what? If you're being serious, if you're really being 100%,
I'm doing all I can. That's what you asked.
He cannot be being serious.
He is a vile person.
Absolutely ridiculous.
He really is a horrible person.
Absolutely nuts. I wish you luck, Shawnee. I wish you many children that you have to fucking or deal with. I hope you have to be in a train. I hope you could be in planes, automobiles, the whole fucking John Hughes bit. I hope you're there.
I hope
screaming children in your ear the whole time.
I hope
time.
Your iPod is replaced with 3,000 tracks of screaming, crying kids. you know what? Maybe you should do that. Kind of get yourself ready for it. Like when people like mace themselves, you should just start listening to tracks of crying babies, and then it'll be like fucking old hat for you. Casey, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate it. He's unable to be helped.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. When you have a soul, you will not relate to Shawnee Murphy. It's impossible. You can't relate to the soulless. And you know what? You're out of your mind. Kids will travel. They have
to. I'm not saying they will or they don't have to.
People don't live in fucking in tribal clusters anymore. You understand?
Dude, you just drove to South Carolina. Am I correct?
North. So you're wrong.
Okay.
You're absolutely wrong.
I'm incorrect, but close enough. It is a Carolina.
Oh, one of them, yes.
One of the Carolinas. It is a fairly large distance you covered in vehicle.
Yeah, because there's no fucking airport in the Outer Banks. I would
it
have
doesn't
flown
matter
there.
If there's no airport in the Outer Banks. There's an airport somewhere in North Carolina. You could have convenienced yourself by flying. Landing and then getting a car and driving from there.
There's still a 5-hour drive if I fly to fucking North Carolina.
Okay, fine. Understand? There's still a 5-hour drive, but the point being is you didn't have to. You had the capability of traveling to North Carolina without getting on a plane, and you chose to because you found it inconvenient. Casey said it herself. She doesn't give a shit about the other passengers around her if her child's
out. She said. She doesn't give a shit what they think if her kid cries. She gives a shit about their experience because she's doing all she can to keep the kid from crying. But if the kid's going to cry and someone's going to say something, she doesn't give a fuck. That's basically what she was saying.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't say anything. I'd just be really annoyed. This is just one of those situations where society would frown upon me for the normal acting out behavior that I would undertake when someone's pissing me off. You know, someone doesn't hold the door for me. We talked about this. You know, you give them the lip. But, you know, some kid, some woman's baby, you know, I actually don't like the people that do the eye rolls and that, oh, my God, can you believe this? Yeah. And they want you to side with them. I would just suck it up and take it, but I would be unhappy is what it boils down to. And I say that those people who have the screaming, crying babies have no courtesy for everyone else around them. That's the bottom line.
Out of your mind. Out of your mind. Maybe you should
so
move.
You think they – so the opposite of that is they actually have courtesy for the people around them.
They're doing everything. The people that try, they have the courtesy. The people who put their fucking their earbuds in and let the kid scream have no courtesy. Mm. Do you see that point?
No.
then the argument needs to stop. Because it's never going to fucking – it won't work. It just can't fucking work. The argument will never be defended on either point. It can't be. Maybe you should Straw. Move. You should move to Japan. You should move to Japan. A country.
Why should I move to Japan?
A country that has dedicated themselves to creating artificial people. They want so desperately to be machines that they've stopped all development. The Toyota, which was once a great car company, it's just fucking fallen to pieces. So they can build a new kind of robot that does this or that or whatever. But, you know, Japan and robots, no big fucking mystery. That's been going on for years. What if I were to tell you that Europe is trying to out-robot Japan?
Well, I think what these both of these countries, I'm going to call Europe a country, but what Japan and Europe have in common is they have a very low birth rate. In fact, they're not replacing their population. So I think this is how they've decided to go about doing so. They're going to make robots to take care of all the old people.
Oh, that's what they're doing.
That's my guess. That's my theory that I'm throwing out there.
You really think – so you think Japan, the whole push for robots is to care for the elderly?
I think that – well, maybe not just that. I think the Japanese really like robots.
They love three things.
And underage schoolgirls.
Japan loves robots, Bukkake. Weird sex, and having weird sex with robots. That's all Japan cares about. They don't give a shit about the elderly. They do have some
seriously weird sex.
They do. They have.
I mean,
you've heard of
Bukkake, right?
Yes, I've seen fucking Bukkake. All right, yeah, it's old news.
That's all Japanese stuff. There.
That's basically like asking me, have you ever made bubbles with your chocolate milk in school? Of course.
Who hasn't?
Who hasn't? Who hasn't seen Bukkake at this point? It's old hat. But. You say that Japan, the robot thing, is to take care of the elderly. They're terrible with the elderly. The story you showed me a while ago, that they're actually, like, losing old people. Like, they're not – what was the nature of this? Like, the elderly, like, they think they're still around. They have a record of, like, the oldest man on Earth. But then they found out that he was dead like 30 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, they've been tracking like how old everyone is.
Yeah.
But they never really recorded when they died.
Yeah. They
So the guy that they thought was the oldest was 111. Now, 111 is fucking old.
Yes.
I mean, you got to figure I'm going to last until about 50. So that's like more than double
yeah.
how long I'm going to live. And he was dead for 30 years. They just completely lost track of him. They had him in the Japan Book of Records,
yeah.
you know, the oldest man. No one ever went to check and see if this guy was still alive. Guy was fucking dead. 30 years. The worst part is not only was he dead for 30 years, they went to his apartment and he was dead there for 30 years. This wasn't like, oh, hey, we lost some paperwork. He actually was dead and wow. nobody had claimed him.
How does like nobody clear out the apartment's paid for 30 years in advance? Does he own it? Is that
it's probably one of two things. Either I guess you own it, because yeah, I remember Japan like there's a lot of people in a very small area, so probably everything's an apartment.
Jesus,
I mean you go to New York City
yeah.
when someone owns a place, they call it an apartment. They don't call it
okay.
a condo like I would. They sure. own a place, they call it an apartment, even though you know we usually call an apartment something you rent. So there's a chance that it's that kind of situation. There's also the chance that Japan has a very extensive social welfare program, and they just pay for this person to live there.
And they're angry and that they have to pay these taxes, and they never give them a fucking birthday cake. Is that what it is? 30 years this fucking guy's been dead in his goddamn hovel. You know,
you got to figure at the point you've been there dead 30 years, that's got to be quite a hovel. Like, imagine 30 years, nobody's walked into this house. So 30 years. Imagine like the buildup like of all sorts of nasty shit going on there.
My mom's aunt died, and like we went to her house because they were selling belongings and shit. And there was a car in the garage that hadn't been opened or started for like 5 years. I opened it up. It was the most foul smelling thing. And that's 5 years of a car not being opened. Nothing dead in it. Like a fucking decomposing man. 30 years. Bacteria, all that shit. That door opens. It has to be the worst fucking thing ever.
It can't be good.
And it just proves that the Japanese love stats and they have no warmth and they generally hate people.
Well, I mean, that's a huge fear of mine. Ken, what have I instructed you and little Robbie Sobers to do if you don't hear from me in a long time?
You basically said to break into your house and discover your body.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is what you told me. Like, this is what friends – do friends say this when they're having a fucking beer? If you don't hear from me, break into my home to discover my remains. This is like, at the time we were in our 20s. This isn't how worried are you about your fucking
existence? At the time, let's put it in context. I was painting my house. I have cathedral ceilings. I was up on a 30-foot ladder over a like jagged cliff, strange, weird area. I can't even really explain it, but yeah. I could have very easily envisioned the ladder slipping out, me falling off the ladder, cracking my skull, and dying right there. And I didn't want to just be dead there. I wanted someone to come and, you know, find me at least within a week.
They would have.
You know, I think that's acceptable that, you know, hey, you haven't heard from me in a week. We're pretty good friends. Hey, come find my dead body for me.
There's been months I haven't spoken to you. Like, I just got to say.
Yeah, so you're a pretty shitty source.
I might be Japanese. You know, they discovered the guy and then like it's not like an isolated thing. Like immediately after they found this guy, like 250 other cases popped up. This is something that they just fucking do. If you're old in Japan, you die alone in whatever small room that you've purchased after working like 20 hours a day for 45 years. The Japanese only respect machines and mechanical behavior.
And the worker.
Human breakdown is just not fucking respected or tolerated. And
the thing is, they clearly are continuing to pay for this human being in some way. Somebody's paying for this person to live. I mean, if the guy wasn't in an apartment, let's just say he's in an apartment, someone's paying his rent. If he's not in an apartment, they must have property taxes. They must have something that they would expect this person to pay. So there is a real breakdown in their bureaucracy of figuring out when people die because it's got to be costing them a fortune.
Sure. Absolutely. But you know what it tells me? That whole illusion of the old wise Asian man is just complete shit.
He's like, dead. The old wise Asian man is actually
dead. The long, skinny fucking Shang Tsung beard and that fucking curvy, thin pipe.
Usually
fucking
it's the big mole. The big, like, that puff one, coming out of the mole. The
that
long
one
strand.
White eye. That white eye has no fucking pupil or anything in it. Just dispensing advice. Like, people go to you when they have some kind of, like, just fucking, like, crisis. And then you solve it for them because you're so wise and you've lived and you've experienced things. It's all bullshit because, like, it's just you die in a closet-sized house. That's
so
it.
You're saying that there are no old Asians?
There are. There are.
Old Asian is a myth.
But no, they exist, but they're not revered as the movies and kung fu shit that I would watch lead me to believe.
See, if there's one thing pornography has taught me is that
it
Asian
is
men
honorable. Oh, Casey is saying in the HeroesTalk.com chat room, I had a friend like that. My friend Booger took me to him. Oh shit! At the was that at the hot oral Coral Essex or whatever the fuck that movie? Part two is the pinnacle of nerd movies. Part two. After that,
I like the first one. My favorite scene of the first one was the We Got Bush scene.
Yeah, but they reenacted it in the second one when he actually had
he
Bush.
Can't reenact it.
But he actually had Bush, which was plants.
Yeah,
they used the same line. It was great.
Did you ever see, like, the fourth one?
No. Wait, when
4th of November was like a made for TV movie.
The nerd had like fucking slicked hair and he was accepted by everybody. He was like a yuppie.
I kind of liked it when Ogre became one of the nerds.
Yeah.
That was heartwarming. That was bad.
No, that was bad.
Okay, it was bad.
It was fucking horrible. Ogre was a fucking memorable character. He knew one thing, that nerds were bad and fucking beer cans were chewable. That's all. Okay, that's two things. But fuck you. Ogre should not have become the nerd. That's like Jim and Pam getting married, which happened.
Oh, ruined it. Ruined it. Did.
Anyway, we're actually getting the edge on Japan here in the elderly treatment thing. I mean, well.
Oh, really?
We are. We have, like, so many fucking options for the elderly. Like, people actually give a shit still about, like, what happens to their older family. Now, you might not, Shawnee Murphy.
But yeah, I don't really care all that much about the elderly either.
You don't care about anything. I'm getting the sense.
No, that's not true. I care about things.
Give me something you care about. What do you care about?
Okay, I don't care about things.
No, shut the fuck up. There are things that concern you. Obviously, you wanted to be found and discovered.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
yes.
if you were as heartless as you want to portray yourself to be, you would have just rather rotted to the point of exploding in your living room to leave a mess for somebody.
Yeah, I don't really know why I actually cared about getting found dead.
Walter Subject.
I don't really know.
Walter Subject says he cares about a very nice, neatly organized bookshelf. These are the many things that you'll have said about you.
This is my neuroses, yes. About making sure that things are neatly organized.
Absolutely, yes.
It's actually in categories, if you must know.
Shut the fuck.
There is a shelf.
No, we don't want to know.
There's a shelf of fiction, a shelf of nonfiction, a shelf of technical manuals, and a shelf of textbooks.
Honestly. I have just lost respect for you.
This is how I roll.
Because you read, faggot. Way to go, book faggot. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just don't fucking know. But what I was saying, the elderly in the situation in the U.S. is that people take care of their parents. They have businesses that handle it for them. They don't just leave them to fucking die. And one news story that we just actually saw was that there was a woman in Indiana, home state of Ken Moorhead, who is an alcoholic and a terrible man. KenMoorhead.com. She fell down in a nursing home, and one of the nurses who was there approached her, but could not help her, couldn't lift her up, because there was some agreement in, I guess, how this woman wanted to be treated in her stay there. She could not be assisted by anybody but a white nurse. And this woman happened to be black. And this whole thing fucking worked out well. Until, I guess, the black nurse complained. And there was a whole case. And it ended up that it's now illegal. You can no longer pick the race of your caregiver when you're elderly. Is that is that the gist of it? I mean, I only skimmed the fucking story.
I think I read the headline. I think I read the headline and wrote you a little note about it. I'm like, this looks interesting.
Do you have any degree of racism in you? Like, would you care if a fucking a black nurse was taking care of you?
No, actually, I think, to be quite honest, I wouldn't want white people taking care of me.
Really?
Like, that's where my race. I am extraordinarily racist against white people. I think white people are, for the most part, really useless.
White people tend to.
If I was to pick the race I wanted to care for me, I would want Mexican.
Really?
Mexicans. You ever seen a Mexican
work?
They
do work hard. They work hard.
You ever seen a Mexican?
You know what?
Landscape?
I just don't care. I don't care. Do whatever
you
want.
You don't care who takes care of you.
I just don't, if I could pick one thing, I would exclude the Japanese. Apparently they don't give a
I wouldn't
let
want
you
the
fucking
Japanese.
Die in your
no
room.
No Asians caring for me, clearly. Yes. Clearly I do not want an Asian caring.
You would prefer a Mexican. You want a Mexican to take care of you.
White people are always looking for the quick out.
Yeah.
They want to skirt. I mean, all right. Let's be honest. How many hours a day do you actually think you truly work at your job?
I will not say.
Okay, you will not say. But
I will not say.
I guarantee if a Mexican was doing your job, he would work twice as much as whatever you work.
Yeah, Mexicans programming. I'm so sure of it.
No, okay, that's clearly Mexicans won't racism. Program. However, if one ever developed the ability to do so, like, you know, like maybe 60, 70 years from now,
no, they
would work twice as hard as you at it.
I don't deny that. I absolutely don't deny it. But maybe I want the shortcutting white people to do it. Because I don't know how.
No,
I don't want them to go
die,
in depth. I don't want them to go in depth with me.
They're going to die. You're going to
turn me every week.
Die.
I don't give a fuck.
They won't even feed you, a white person.
I won't remember.
I would not trust a white person to feed me.
I'm going to be fucking moist.
Right, here's
moist and smelly is what I'm going to be. Just
right,
turn me once
right,
a week.
Right. Here's the ranking of my caregivers. Mexican, black, white, Asian.
Asian, you're including the subcontinent?
Asian's the last. Asian will let you die real quick. Asians hate white people.
Well, what about Indian Asian? I mean, they're from the subcontinent of Asia.
Okay, so like, so you were talking about like instead of like Oriental Asian, we're going to talk Indian Asian.
Yeah.
I would let an Indian Asian care for me. They'd be after Mexican. They're right after Mexican. Mexican, Indian Asian, black person.
You know what? I just want anybody. I don't care.
Asian, Oriental Asian.
Here's the whole deal is to be presentable when you get visitors. And that's a fucking strong if. While we have the care intact, we don't have the mindset. So, like, if you give the same system in Japan where, like, people obviously don't visit their elderly relatives, so they die in their own homes because they're living alone. If you put the same system in Japan, the same shit's going to happen. No one's going to visit them, but they're going to be cared for until they fucking die. So you really get a caregiver that's just going to make you look presentable on the off chance that someone stumbles into your room with a fucking carnation and like a baseball card. Like the shittiest of gifts is all they have to bring. A Wally Backman 1987 Don Russ and a fucking wilted carnation.
Now, I gotta figure there's a percentage of the time when you've lost it all that you know shit. I remember my mother made me go visit my grandfather in the nursing home, forced me to do it, so I went and did it.
Yeah.
And I went in there and he's talking all gibberish. And I'm just like, dude, do you even know who I am? And he got all angry at me and he told me who I was. So you're with it partially. So I think you're going to be upset if you end up with the Asian caregiver who's treating you like shit. You got to be honest.
The thing is, you're not going to know. And on the rare clear day where it's like, holy shit, I'm in this I don't even have a microwave. I don't have the freedom to warm up a Pop-Tart. This is my existence now as a free American who just happened to live a little too long. I have a bed and a fucking remote with two buttons. On and fucking channel 4. That's all you get. Just 4 and on. I don't know. Like, I just don't want sores on me when people see me.
The bed sores. Bed sores got to be uncomfortable. I don't care how out of it you are, man. You're not liking bed sores.
Because, I mean, you know, what are they going to do? Shine me up? They're gonna wash me well?
They're gonna buff you?
They're not going to get... You can't get rid of old person smell. You can't get rid of it. You can just hope to get...
It's you gotta hope someone wipes your ass. You're not gonna wipe your own ass anymore. You gotta hope someone wipes your ass. There's no way any white person is wiping your ass.
Yeah, you're
right.
No way.
There's no way. There's no way a white person is wiping your ass. You will have a dirty motherfucking ass.
I don't care. I'm more pissed off that my life has come to this, that I'd rather have the shitty ass.
Than
sores and blotches on my face.
No. That is number one. That's got to be number one priority when you're that age.
You can't even feel your ass.
You'll feel your ass. You'll feel shit in your ass. You can be 120. You'll feel shitty ass, no doubt.
You know what?
I don't care.
I bet you there's a couple listeners out there, namely one, that hopes you live a life of shitty ass.
There's at least one.
Yes.
There's at least one that's rooting for shitty ass for me.
Well, you know what? I don't know.
But I will have a Mexican caregiver.
You can't pick anymore.
No, you can if you hire yourself.
Oh.
I will hire my own caregiver.
So you're not gonna, you're gonna have somebody in your home.
Oh yeah, I'll bring in the Mexican.
They're gonna steal your belongings. Don't you worry about that?
No, I don't care. That I will not care about. All I care about is having a clean ass.
Hall and Oates, you don't need this. You don't need this bookshelf. It's beautiful.
What is this sequel?
He
manual?
Can't even read.
What is this?
All your technical books will spur the first Mexican programmer.
Yes, that's true. So in approximately, let's see, when will you think I'll reach this point? How old will I have to be?
You know what? Forget it all. 80, beautiful 80 idea coming in from Kremlin. Beautiful idea. Get a bed with a bidet built into it.
How would that work? That seems like uncomfortable.
I don't know.
The bidet would have to be like the bed would have to be like transform a little bit. Because you wouldn't want to lay down on a bidet.
No, you have like a donut cut in the mattress. And
Walter Sobchak's got a good idea, though.
Oh.
A waterbed that you can just shit right into.
That's the shit. You hook some kind of fucking device to your asshole that just sucks everything out of you into the waterbed, and it's hooked to the plumbing. So you're constantly getting a good... The toilet bed is what it is. It's keeping fresh water constantly in the bed.
Circulating. It's nice.
Hold on. And to cap off all the fucking Revenge of the Nerds references, Casey Lant says, "What the fuck is a frush?" No, nobody gets it. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
I just make my Asian friends say that all the time.
Yes. There you go. God damn it. Well, obviously you get it, Casey. You fucking typed it. But nobody else appreciated it. I appreciated it. One of the greatest characters of all time, Booger. So great that he was asked to be in a Beastie Boys video. And then anything else he did, it's, oh, look, it's Booger. Playing Booger, being Booger, always Booger. Fuck it all. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. You know what? Turn me over. That's all I ask. We should take a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show. And by the way, on the breaks I've been playing are Alex Webb's podcasts. The reason is because we have a new thread on the Hear Us Talk forums, which I don't think is going to be updated anymore, but it has enough goodness. It is the Alex Webb's appreciation thread, chock full of pictures of our very own Alex Webb's in various states of dress and costume, having a blast, living life. Alex Webbs, you fucking wormy prick. You are commemorated on our forum. This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Yeah, you're listening to the Chill Spot for Hotties. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. What's good? Now, a lot of you people are like not as good as computers and me, but I'm willing to help you, you know? So what I like to do is I go into different chat rooms and I can tell the people that need the computer help and I give them some good advice. I'm gonna go on Pal Talk to the virus room, see if I could do it.
You, Thomas, what does that do for torrents? Tell me. I mean, seriously.
The Lazy Town song? I think I forgot it. Come on down to Lazy Town. There's a different one?
No, it's got nothing to do with my torrents. My wireless router died today, and I got a new one. And it's actually much faster. That's twice as fast as I was running before. On the same connection, just a different router.
Maybe you should, check your browser. You know what I mean? When your router doesn't want to run so fast, you know? It's probably your browser.
Like I just said, I just got a new router, which number the speeds I'm getting, which is twice as fast as I had before.
Yeah, you should probably get a new browser. I would try Google Chrome. You know what I mean?
Alex, I had a friend that I grew up with that asked me who the fuck you were for friend requesting him. So, if you'd like to explain yourself.
Yo, what's good, Lax? Yeah, I added your friend because in his interest, he said that he's into Russian techno and hotties. You know, that's what I'm all about. And, yeah, I also saw him in his profile picture. He was using a computer, and I could tell that he had the wrong browser. And he didn't even have any virus. You know what I mean? He's gonna get a Trojan. So I wanted to help him. But, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go download a new browser. So, like, I'm gonna go. You guys should do the same. You know what I mean? But, yo, that's not cool. They banned me. I knew they should have got a new browser. Well, I guess that concludes the chill spot for hotties. Remember, if anything goes wrong, you should probably try a new browser. You know what I mean? But, yeah.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. By the way, the greatest soundtrack in any video game, Katamari. God damn it. Just, you know, if only they would take care of their elderly, they probably wouldn't make as good music. That's just how it is. Thank you for coming back. By the way, Thursday nights, Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Definitely check out their show. They've been fucking destroying lately. Absolutely fucking incredible. Bestinshowradio.com. And don't fucking sleep on The Awful Hour. It's theawfulhour.com. Download their shit, listen to their shit, and fucking talk about it, you fucks. HearUsTalk.com. Shawnee Murphy. Video games, podcast, media, TV. We live in a very, very amazing and fun world. A fun world indeed. I was enlightened by, I read a tweet that, your favorite, the situation, are you familiar? He's your favorite of the Jersey Shore.
How can you not be? No, I like Pauly D, but just because of his name.
Yeah.
But the situation, you know, hey, that's the guy who made the GTL, right?
I think that's his tagline. That's his
tagline is his GTL. I mean, thing. That's fucking fantastic.
He's going to earn $5 million this year.
$5 million. For this Goomba.
You know what?
Who knows how to lift weights, go to the tanning salon, and do his laundry.
Everybody that I've seen reacting to a link that this link that's been posted, someone posts it on Twitter, someone replies like, oh, what the fuck? What an asshole. He's such a fucking dude. Someone on Facebook like, oh, he's the next Eric Nice or whatever. You know what? I applaud the guy. I fucking applaud the situation. I will never ever hate on someone who finds the formula to convert being completely worthless into fucking money. The guy did it.
That is a talent. If you can take your uselessness and turn it into you're talking $5 million.
I don't.
$5 million. That's a lot of fucking. Okay, take your salary now. You don't need to announce it, but take your salary and figure out how many years you have to work to earn $5 million.
Yeah, forever. I'm dead.
Infinite.
I'm actually not being as turned as much as I'd like before I get fucking $5 million. Never gonna happen. Casey Lon says, I didn't hate on Mafia Life Chris. Well, let me know when Mafia Life Chris gets $5 million in a year. And then, you know what? Then I'm the asshole because, yes, I did hate on him. I did. But the situation has fucking done it. This is the American dream. To do basically nothing and be handsomely rewarded for it. I don't watch the show. I don't applaud any of the fucking product, any of the endorsement shit. I don't enjoy any of it, but I think it's a good story. I think it's fucking a nice thing that there's still enough people out there to consume this fucking meaningless tripe to make this fucking otherwise worthless dude who would be pushing a fucking forklift like Tommy Cheeseballs, you know, make him $5 million. Like Tommy Cheeseballs from the True Life MTV thing, he was the original situation, and where is he? Where is that fucking guy?
I mean, you think about it. This guy, really, he turned what would be a useless life overnight, virtually, into $5 million.
Yeah.
He would have nothing.
He would have everything that he would set out to do. With that frame of mind, really, he wants to drink, party, dance, fucking work out, and fuck girls. And he would have all that. But now he has all that, and he has fucking $5 million. And
the thing is, he would only have that for a limited time in his life. Now he's turned that into $5 million, which means he could probably do that forever.
I don't think
this
so.
Could probably be his – this could probably –
That now there's he has come and he will always be.
No. What I'm thinking is that money will translate into being able to do what he wants to for the rest of his life.
Well, yeah. I mean, he'll have nothing from notoriety very soon.
Yes, he will be like – it'll be 5 years from now. I'll be like, hey, remember that guy, the situation? What an asshole. But yeah. He'll be sitting there laughing his way up to $5 million.
Yeah, as he sells abdomen workout after abdomen workout DVD over and over again to people with fucking 6 inches of belly flab who expect to do 6 minutes worth of fucking bicycle crunches and fucking wake up ripped. Yeah, I mean, you know what – I'm not going to be the fucking guy who says he's got a good business sense because he doesn't. People just fucking said, hey, here's this. Sign this. We give you this. And it just multiplied. The guy just was himself. He was fucking picked out of a pool of people exactly like him. And it just happened for him. So, you know, everybody on fucking Facebook who fucking already said hates on. And I'm 30 years old. I shouldn't be using like shit like drama or hating. But the people who post this negative shit, you know what? They see him and they're completely fucking jealous of the situation. Every right though is the guy I mentioned before, Tommy Cheeseballs. You saw the special, didn't you?
I have no clue
original Jersey Shore special, True Life. You never saw that.
Nope.
Okay. Well, there was a guy who was as dynamic, if not even more so, as the situation. Way above the guy. Just fucking incredible. And he's nobody now. They followed his summer. He went down to the shore, and he was a complete fucking tool. But he became like a minor celebrity, and if he had his own show, he would probably be the situation. I don't know. And you know what? I'm done talking about it because I can't fucking stand the show. I'm tired of it. Oh, what's JWoww going to do? Who gives a fuck with their dumb names? What they're going to do? Who likes who? Who gives a fuck? A bunch of fucking worthless people on a beach.
Worthless people with $5 million.
Congratulations on your money. Your product is fucking unwatchable to me. Most of the fucking the people love it, though. Fuck it. I mean, reality TV, I'm done with. I hit the pinnacle in like 1999. I saw the best moment for me in reality TV, ruined me for all other reality shows, is there was some show on fucking on Fox where I guess these dudes had like fucking money to burn, and they would ask like a question, which is, it's obviously all set up and prepared, but the premise is that these guys are hanging out and they just ask a question like, what do you think would happen if, or whatever? And then it ends up with like a camel racing a relay team of four midgets. And they do it in an arena packed to the fucking rafters. And they have lights and shit on it. And it's perfectly lit. They built a system to contain the camel. It's perfectly done. I've been searching for this fucking clip for years. I know I saw, I was going out one night and I just turned the TV on to see what was on, and I saw a midget racing a fucking camel. It was 99 or whatever. I had looked, I'd given up, but then today I looked on YouTube and I fucking found the clip and I showed it to you. You didn't even, you had no idea that this shit would exist. Are you there?
That's a wrong link. I just posted the completely wrong link. I don't know what the fuck happened there.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm a fucking terrible at this shit.
You posted something about fucking breasts in the chat. We're not okay.
Let's try that one. Yeah. Let's try that.
That's the YouTube video of midgets racing a fucking camel. To me, it can't get any fucking better. And I wish that there was more shit like this. But you know, you did the first time you saw it was today.
The first time I ever saw this thing was today. And
could it get any fucking better than this?
Like, there was so much drama in this. I mean, for starters, half the midgets had mullets.
Yeah.
I mean, right off the bat, I mean, you have midgets with fucking mullets. That's just fantastic. Like you're not ostracized enough in society as a midget. You need to grow yourself a fucking mullet.
The best is there's no fucking degree of shame.
No, they're going all out. I mean, you see on their faces, they're just. They want it. They want to win. They do not fucking care that they're racing a fucking camel.
And their uniforms say Team Man. Like they took this idea to standards and practices, and they're like, you know what? You can't have team midgets. Just put Team Man. Like, it's humans versus camels. Meanwhile, the entire team and even the fucking coach is a midget. Like,
the most amazing part about this video, and I really hope everyone's watching it, is the guy on the last leg, he's like fucking Carl Lewis out there.
When they're running, they just look like...
He's got to be the fastest midget ever.
They look like vertical starfish. Their limbs are fully extended at all times. But they have such fucking heart and desire and want. Like, they want to defeat the camel in a foot race.
I mean, this is like, this guy's got like a quarter of a mile to catch up to a camel he's got to be an eighth of a mile ahead of him at this point.
Yeah. Well, at first, the camel didn't give a fuck. The camel didn't give half a shit.
The camel like stepped it up though eventually, and the camel ends up taking a pretty sizable lead.
You know what it was?
The third midget sucked. Let's be honest. The third midget was no fucking
he
good.
He couldn't hand a baton.
He was useless.
You know, honestly, why are you on the midget relay team?
All he had going for him was he had the most impressive mullet. He had the most impressive mullet.
Yeah.
That's all he had going for him.
That's it. He fucked up the
fourth
pass.
Fourth guy, though.
Fourth guy was an animal.
Fourth guy was the fastest midget ever. I mean, the guy.
They were so
incredible.
Passionate that they woke up something in this fucking camel. And by, like, the second turn, you see the camel's leg goes flying out. Like, it almost fucking loses its balance. And then it just kicks shit into gear, and it's a photo finish. And unfortunately, for all you midget fans out there, they were unable to do it, unable to defeat the camel. I want more shows like this. That's what I want. I want weird shit. I don't want, you know, the midgets were very happy to be midgets and to be midgety and to compete against a creature and be treated like a fucking thing. They loved it. Because they were showing off what midgets could do, which is, you know, unfortunately, fail at running against a fucking a desert animal. But I want more shit like this. I'm tired of the weak competition shows, like, who can make the best Caesar salad? Like, your dessert is very salty, and I can't... Like, who gives a shit about, like, random fucking people competing at like, making a grilled cheese sandwich? I want to see impressive feats.
I got to tell you, you know, I kind of had sort of this idea, you know, we're going back probably, you know, 13, 14 years, and Steve the LARPer can probably confirm, because I spoke loudly about this, but... I wanted there to be an all-midgets and all-lesbians channel because I figured that is what most men wanted to watch. This was before Spike TV, before they came out with the All-Men Network.
Yeah, but then that's
this,
what it
this
ended
This is what I said
being.
Men wanted to watch. Men wanted to watch midgets and lesbians, and that's really – you could make an entire channel about that and suck in the viewer. And that was a channel idea I came up with about 14 years ago. And I still think to this day it's a brilliant idea.
Well, aren't they – they're doing something like that now, aren't they?
Well, I read something they have in England now. They're going
it always
to have,
starts in England.
England starts all the reality shows, yeah. Clearly. But they're going to have a reality show that's all about freaks, like actual freaks, like not just like nerds.
Oh, like people with disfigurements and shit like that?
Disfigurements. But then they're going to put the hot chick in the house.
Okay.
So they're going to have the hot chick.
Oh, so it's like Beauty and the Geek. But it's
actual freaks.
But
I mean,
like
we're talking
genetic,
about,
genetic, unfortunate,
yeah, genetic
fucking,
anomalies. Like yeah. You know, like people with an eyeball coming out of the top of their skull, and
yeah. Nice.
You know, a third arm and shit. I mean, I
at that point, I don't even want the hot chick on the show. I don't. You know what? You say lesbians and shit, and it's like it's supposed to be really exciting. To me, that's the most boring porno to watch anyway. I couldn't give a fuck about lesbians.
You're not watching the right lesbian porno,
my You know
friend.
What? Fuck them. I don't give a shit. Look at this. Fuck it. I don't care.
You
I want to
see
lesbians I would rather
the
see...
full fist?
I don't give a fuck about the... You know what? I want to see a full fist going into their face. Lesbians fighting would be great. Cage fighting would be fine. But don't just build it around this myth. I think it's a myth. That men are so fucking enamored with lesbians. It's the big thing on sitcoms, just like the dumb husband. Oh, you know, you get lesbians in the picture, then the guys will really be interested. That's fucked up. No, not at all. And you know what? I agree. Pristine and I, we spoke about this. He's saying it right now. Lesbian porn is a fucking snooze to me. You're into it, though? That's your thing?
Yo. I have you know pretty specific feelings at certain times. I'm like, yeah, I'm in the mood for this. It's kind of like, you know, hey, I want Chinese tonight. Hey, tonight I would like to watch some lesbian pornography. You know, it works its way. You know, Casey Alon, I mean, like the normal porn is real. I mean, is she saying lesbian porn's fake? You know, it's all fake.
I don't even, you know what? I can't even watch that. I'm so fucking, I need to see rumpled up hoodies on the floor and like a TV with like fucking what's happening. In the back, I need to hear like if I don't hear like stray sitcom noises and see like a fast food wrapper on the floor, I know it's already set up. I need like the shit that someone's sneaking a recording and just fucking uploading it. Like, oh, I won't do anything with it, and they upload it. That's what I need at this point.
I saw a porno where this dude was fucking this chick in a van, and there was a dog there. And the dog, I mean, it wasn't like bestiality porn. The dog was just there, and the dog just kept getting in the fucking way. Yeah, it was fucking hysterical.
It's good. Get him in there. Get him to do that. I don't, listen, the fact is, to me, you're going to grab more people with just fucking terrible freaks, you know, trading fucking freak stories and wobbling their fucking extra shit, just jiggling their fucking... Their extra noses, walking around, sitting in a cafe, you know, people that shouldn't be allowed to do normal things, doing those normal things, that works to me. That works. But
I think that'll work. I gotta disagree
with you with the fucking lesbian shit, though. I think that's one of the biggest myths that's ever been perpetrated. Anybody who's a dude, fucking lesbian, you know what? That's beer commercial shit. That's fucking Budweiser billboard shit.
So you're telling me you see two chicks making out, you're not into
it. If I'm seeing it and it's organic, I'm into it.
So organic. Oh. That's what this is. Organic.
You know what it is. You know what it is. They put Olivia Munn on the fucking gamer, fucking tech, whatever that shit is, and she's supposed to be this ideal woman because she says she plays fucking Halo. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
So they put these two girls together and they pet and they care. Oh, they're so great because they're so into each other. It's fucking garbage, contrived shit to fucking lure in people.
So let's face it, what you really want is a kind of porno that my neighbors are having next door.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you want. You want violent, nasty, real shit.
If you listen to the audio, it's either a natural disaster or it's just a street fight or your neighbor's fucking. That's the
Could
only
be
thing.
Any of the above.
Olivia Munn, Pristine has some, you know, I mentioned the name, and he is extremely fucking furious that I even mentioned it. But we got to wrap up, because we can't say that name three times. He'll call in, and we'll be going on for 4 hours, because he can't even fucking tolerate her. Maybe next week, we'll dedicate a segment to why Olivia Munn is a fucking ploy. And a fucking tool to fucking to insult everybody's fucking intelligence. She looks like she has Down syndrome in her face. Let's be honest. Anyway, that's it for the DJ New Style Show, episode 268. I want to invite everybody to Bottomley's in Staten Island for the third annual Labor Day Bash. Live performances, bands, best in show radio, DJ New Style Show, The Awful Hour, Brian from Best in Show saying inappropriate things while completely wasted and full of snack foods. It's going to be an amazing time. DJNewStyleShow.com. Bring your babies. Get them crying. We'll see you next week. Shawnee Murphy, you have anything you want to say?
Fuck babies!
Go suck banana, fuck you.
Oh.